guy talks. He won't talk all day. Every time I do the show, this motherfucker want to talk all over the shit. I swear to God. It's like, it ain't about respect, but it's Uncle Dan. But what's the shit? No. Yeah, but what's the shit when, if you rush in to go somewhere, you shave and you cut yourself, it's like supposed to happen. Murphy's Law, bro. Murphy's fucking Law. It's the biggest in the game. Ciroc, a much finer vodka. If you got a pen for me. It's the biggest. You know, we as ghetto as you can get. We are unprofessional as you can get. Azzy Milano, I love you, mamita. Executive producer. Her heart's in the right place. She's just not in the right location. Nah. Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Oh, you motherfucker got ears. Thank you, my brother. Ciroc, a much finer vodka. Y'all know what it is. Revolt TV every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern. One. Man, this guy, does UFO Feed take like weed? Yo, do you have weed cologne?
Weed cologne.
UFO. Yep. Do you have weed cologne? Like, is there a weed cologne?
Not yet.
Nah, nobody figured that one out yet. Yo, we gotta make that one because you smell like weed cologne. Yo, Feed.
Instead of eau de toilette.
Don't see. Yo.
Eau de marijuana.
Yo, UFO, boy. I swear to God, you be smelling like the Budo, man. God damn. Listen, guys, I just gave y'all a hint. Yo, AB, what's up? I gave you an idea. Weed cologne. Smell like the Budo, Poppy. Walk in the room, everybody gonna ask you, yo, what the fuck is that? That's that Poppy Budo. Yo, imagine a weed cologne to Poppy Budo. Ooh! But that shit gotta smell like the cookies or the other shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And so, yo, leave it to Joe Crack. I'm sitting in front of my store and I get caught up in the middle of a Black Lives Matter rally. Nah, only Joe Crack could invent it. The Black Lives Matter rally. And then they all cross the street, like 40, 50 deep, and they come across. Somebody told them Joe Crack is over there. And then they all come here in front of the store. And so, I'm with them. Black Lives Matter. God bless. Like, power to the people. So, they're talking about condo people are going to tear down a historical building where the Underground Railroad is at. And it's called www.saveriverside.org. www.saveriverside.org. So they're saying that was a stop where the Underground Railroad was at. And so he's trying to save it. God bless them. Their heart is in the right place. But what's the word?
The message could get lost in the messenger.
The message could get lost in the messenger. Okay? Because, you know, they was getting a little bit aggressive with me. I'm like, yo, I'm with you. Like, you talking to the wrong guy. Soon as my show starts, I'll talk about it. I'll big you guys up more. But nah, what I'm saying, though, this, I said, guys, first of all, it's COVID, social distance. But guys, I got you. I'm going to, don't do that to me. And so the message could get lost with the messenger. AKA, if a guy's on your side, don't beef with him. Right? It don't even make no sense. And so I believe that.
Don't be aggressive.
Don't be too much. You're doing too much, man. This girl tells me, I want to know you really with us. So I said, well, where's the last rapper you seen sitting on the concrete? She was like, I was like, all right, calm down. Know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. It's to save me from oblivion and tell my story. The story is, supposedly, it's a landmark for the Underground Railroad. It's 857 Riverside Drive. Look that up. Because the cause is, if it is, they got to save it. Everything just ain't money. You know? That shit crazy, right? I get caught up in everything, huh? I tell y'all all the time, what's the Goma Power? What's the guy? What's the guy who got caught up in everything? The movie? Goma Power. What you call that shit? Forrest Gump. I tell you, I'm the Forrest Gump of rap. I get up in a rally. I just can't help the shit. I'm always somewhere. Some shit is happening, bro. I swear to God, man.
Like a whole band telling this shit.
It's the craziest shit. Like, I mean, everywhere I go, some shit happens. The whole fucking rally came to me. All right, guys. Like, it's the craziest shit because these last 2 days, I've been binge watching. I just finished watching it. It's a show called The Underground Railroad on Prime. Fucking amazing. Uncle Dan cannot stomach the movies with slavery and what happened in the past. Me, I like to be reminded. Me, I like to see it. I like to learn new stories. Because you gotta know where you came from to know where you're going. And how blessed we are to buy a Diet Pepsi. How blessed we are to own our own Ciroc. Or own our own businesses. You know, the shit our ancestors went through is legendary. Uncle Dan do got my back, Rashad. You know that. And so, this Underground Railroad, man, special. Special series. You know, they was telling me that Them was good. Monster was really good. But this Underground Railroad on Prime, you have to all see it. And it's hard to digest. You know, you cannot believe the type of shit people went through. And, yo, give me a clean glass, man. I got to get some of this Ciroc in the system. I got to get some of this Ciroc in the system. And so we on here like we on here. Yo, shout out my man Brad, right? That was his name? I seen a huge fan of the show. He's been watching for a year and 3 months. And he said, Joe, I watch everything. Yo, Brad, I love you, man. I appreciate you, my brother. And it's really, really crazy. You know, it's really, really crazy to think that we've been doing this a year and 3 months. Happy birthday, Edgar Balanga, my little brother, the boxer. Too much love for you, my brother. Too much love for you. And so, this underground, that's Tess moving and like no other. They gave me this shit. If you can see the sneakers with the shit, the sneakers is at it. You know, I be acting up out here, man. Matter of fact, let me give it to you, man. Look at this shit right here, because y'all want to play like y'all got shit like this. You ain't got shit like this. You ain't got shit like this. Y'all got to stop for the sneakerheads all the way with the rhythms. You ain't got those yet, man. Let me tell you something, man. Hey, yo, Swiss. Yeah, the ring crazy.
I'm broke, baby.
Even Stevie Wonder can see we get money. And my shit is just, that's what I'm about. I want to live a life. Today, shout out my brother E. Philly. He came up. I've been building the crib for a while. Shout out NJ Rock Solid, SJ Pools. I've been building the crib. And quietly. And so my brother E. Philly came with me today. And he said, open the tick off the little rapper. Shout out Fleazy, Junito. And so, yo, Swiss, you live a life. You just don't show off like me. I show off. You live a life. Like, you better stop. Because Swiss will send me some shit and be like, yo, don't show club nobody.
Any club soda?
Yeah. That's it. Fuakata right there. God damn. Rakata. What's the shit? Nah, but I need that bottle, though. What's the name of the Rakata? Rakata. Who's that? Wiso Yandel? And so my brother said, Swiss said PR for life. Rakata. And so the man said, so E. Philly, let me tell you something. I went through an issue. Really wasn't my fault. I'll tell you all the time. With the taxes a little while ago. One of my very only friends who came to me one day, he looked like he wanted to cry. And I'm telling you on some real shit, because this is my brother and everybody in Philly know they ain't an inch of pussy on my brother. But he comes to me and he's so sad. He comes to the hotel. He says, brother, I feel so bad. He said, I want to give you this. This is what I got saved. And it was a mountain of money. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of money. And so I looked at him. I said, yo, E, I'm good, bro. And he was like, no, please. He chased me. Please. I said, listen, E, that's not me. I'm good. Trust me. We're going to be all right. But it touched my heart to know that one of my brothers really tried to help me when I really needed him, when my darkest moments needed the most clarity. So he knows what's up. We all the way back. But he still calls me every month and says, Joe. He still calls me every month and says, Joe, are you saving money, brother? Are you saving money? I say, E, we good. No, brother, please. Are you saving money? I say, yeah, don't worry. E, we good. I got this. So today he comes and sees the crib that I'm building. And the man, I already know he's coming, he's happy, but he's like, this motherfucker, he don't make no sense. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So, Joe, you know, I like to live on the wild side. I just don't know if y'all understand that I like to live on the wild side. I like shit like this. I like shit. I don't care, man. I get one life. And I'm going to enjoy this. Happiness is key. Happiness is the king. More than money, more than anything. There's millionaires, billionaires, miserable right now. They're not happy. Yo, Swiss, you promised me artwork. What you mean you coming to see it? You the artist provided by you. Like, what the fuck you talking about? And that's Guy Fury. Yo, see the show? That's Guy Fury, the chef. I got to call him back. See if the show, if I'm on time with my lips. If not, I'll turn it off and turn it back on. Because sometimes I'll call Guy Fury back. He don't know I'm on live, but that's my good friend. He got a big... Sometimes when people call, the lips be moving different than the motherfucking face. I start looking like Chinese. You know, like the way they used to do the old Chinese. I avenge my brother's death. And so, yeah, artwork provided by Swiss Beats. Come on, Swiss. Don't forget the promises. And so, Ciroc, much finer vodka. And so what everybody got to do is they got to speak to their truth. Me personally, I come from shit. I tell you this all the time. No. I'm doing Ciroc with Club Soda, Swiss. Ciroc. We have a big show coming up. The day DMX's album drops, Swiss and all the locks and everybody who's on the DMX album, which I tell you, it's a classic album. Not because of DMX, not because of Swiss, not because they're my family. It's a classic. Say what you want if you agree or disagree with Fat Joe or you don't like his style, whatever the fuck you want to say. I know music. My ear is pristine like the jeweler's. His album is phenomenal. Yo, Swiss, can I talk about who's on the album? They put the track list out. Swiss, the track list is out? It's out?
Yeah, I've seen it on
there. It's out? Okay, ridiculous song with the locks. Everybody blacked out. My favorite... Man, Swiss B said the best ear in the biz. He ain't lying. I ain't going to argue with you, Swiss. I like bigging up our brothers. I love when people show love like that. Ciroc, much finer vodka. Now, the Lox track with DMX, incredible. The track with Nas and Jay-Z, incredible. The track with Bono, Phenom. I never heard a track that's hardcore. All right. By the way, the whole album is real hip-hop. But it's a really genius album. Because it's still going to be huge and crossover, but it's boom bap. It's the weirdest thing in the world. You went with me to hear it or no? It was me and Rich. It's the weirdest thing in the world. I told Nas this the other day. I don't think it's ever been done. Like with an OG having like a real hip hop album, but with hits. For now, it's really crazy. The Bono record is incredible. The Alicia Keys record is incredible. Of course, the Griselda boys, they give you that, the blue check in IG. That's a fact. Yeah, they give you the blue check. You certified.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to do a boom bap album, real hip hop, you go see the Griseldas and you got a blue check. I mean, I'm being honest. It's validation. And so, I'm not sure I heard Pop Smoke on the album. I heard Lil Wayne go crazy. And he has a song called Letter to My Son. And anybody who's ever been through any issues with their sons or their kids, this is going to hit you different. This song, Letter to My Son, I think that's the name of it. Exodus is the album, but the song, Letter to My Son. If you have a heart, you gotta cry. That's all I gotta say. If you have a heart, if you have a feeling, You gotta feel this record.
Featuring Usher.
Oh, Usher, the Usher record is crazy. That's a letter to my son. But to me, really, Usher's incredible on there. Incredible. But X, you know, because when I rap, I try to rap metaphors. I try to rap bars. I try to... X, it was like he was talking. There's no nothing to it but just straight talking to my son. Like, if it was him and his son in a room alone talking... Nothing about bars. Nothing is just, yo, I love you, yeah, I this, yeah, whatever. Talking that real shit is like, oh my God. It's like, it's mind blowing. It's mind blowing. A classic, classic album. I am not saying that.
Yeah,
Hov and Nas. Hov and Nas. The record with Hov and Nas is really a dangerous one. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Nas. I told him he went off crazy. And so, Swizz Beatz, what he said, oh, the Pop Smoke wasn't on there because I think the verse was used already. Oh, I get it. Then it ain't, like, real, real. And so, Big D the Weatherman, what's good? Shout out to my sister, Natina. Charlene, Def Jam, really amazing, really amazing, and shout out to 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz played me some shit. 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, whenever this 2 Chainz album drops, the 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne will be considered the best rapper on earth again, including the Young Boys. Oh, he said, me and Chainz. Nah, nah. Y'all Swizz. I played a couple of joints. I grabbed the Y. I grabbed the Aux. But, you know, nah, nah. Nah, just chill, Swizz. It's okay. This ain't about me, Swizz. I be telling them every day, nah. Humble Records. Humble Records. I tell them every day, nah, nah, don't big me up. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Happiness is key. I'm happy, man. And I'm happy for everybody. And I tell you that all the time. It's about everybody. Well, if we go back to Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne has been consistent since he was 12 years old, guys. And there's possibly no one who has ever, been that nice that long. You can lie to yourselves. You can lie to yourselves if you want. Lie to yourself. I speak truth. I'm not gonna lie to you. I speak the truth. Lil Wayne inspired a whole generation of rappers. You see the Young Boys, they look and sound like Lil Wayne. I don't know if you know that. I'm not calling out no names because I love them all. But you have to calm down. And, you know, there's people, man, you know, I get it. Social media, everybody talks they shit. It is what it is. I'm saying the best on earth. At one point, Lil Wayne was the best on earth. And now I'm telling you, I just heard a new album with 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne where he is dumbing out on every song. Just my opinion. Who do you think was the best on earth? That'd be a good question. I don't know what the guy was who's saying that, but I wish he could tell me who he thinks is the best one on earth or whatever the case may be. I don't hallucinate. There was a time Nas was the best. There was a time Rakim was the best. There was a time Nas was the best. Kool G Rap was the best. Then Nas was the best. Jay's been the best for a very long time. Biggie was the best. Eminem was the best. Big Pun was the best. DMX was the best. Lil Wayne was the best. Kanye West was the best at one time. Right now for the young boys is Lil Baby. He's blacking out on these guys.
Can't forget Drake.
Huh?
Can't forget Drake.
Drake is like, we've never seen nothing like Drake.
He's an alien.
Nah, he's an alien. Like, you know, it's like, at one time Jay-Z had the game in such a chokehold to where you didn't even mention Jay-Z because it was unfair. The Drake is like the biggest cheat code I ever seen in my life. It's unfair. We never seen it before. You can lie all you want. Is it Drake? He's like almost like it doesn't make sense. And so Lil Baby Billy Blanc. Thank you, Billy Blanc. He said Fat Joe's the best. Shout out Billy Blanco. Shout out OG Juan. He pulled up on me. We sat outside on the chairs in front of the store, kicked it. He loved that shit. OG Juan, when he come, I turn into security. Because he's too rich to be on this block. So I'm like, yo, OG, just saying. You know, Eve Rivera, one of the guys, he's the biggest star in the new Raising the Cane. You know, he plays 50's uncle. He was out here. I mean, every day is like a... something special at the store, you know? And so, you know, everybody comes through and shows love and they in the building, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, Juvenile was the best for summer. But what I'm saying is when somebody's so impactful that it's undeniable right now, Lil Baby is killing these young guys. Tell him I'm not a nigga, the regular rapper. I'm not gonna. He's going crazy on him. And so, DMX album.
Someone said, what's your top five out right now?
Top five out now, what? Music albums or?
Rappers.
Rappers. That's hard. I would say Lil Baby. Right? I would say Lil Baby. See, Drake is just so much of a superstar that I don't even call him a rapper. He's like something else. He's like a fucking alien, bro. He's like...
National.
Then he don't even make sense. So I would say Drake. I would say Lil Baby. Hottest rappers out. Cardi B. I'm just speaking what I'm speaking right now. Right now, for right now, this time period, we got Lil Baby, we got Drake, we got Cardi B. Trying to figure this one out. The plot thickens. I got them three. I'm just telling you who I fuck with.
You got your favorite boy too. You haven't mentioned.
Who?
Tell me. Roddy.
Oh, Roddy Rich. Roddy Rich is it? I mean, Roddy Rich. I'll go. Lil Baby. Cardi B. Drake. Roddy Rich. Mm-hmm. And the Butcher. Benny the Butcher. That's my five for this week. Right now, off. The Ciroc. Nah, it's okay. Everybody's nice. Don't stab me. Don't get mad at me. You know, Little Dirk is dead nice. Meg is nice. They said five. They said five. And so five, I'm going. Drake. They get mad. I called them to... Michael Jackson of this time because everything he does goes number one. Drake does records with guys I never heard of before, and they be going number one in America. I don't know if you really understand how hard it is to be number one in America. I don't know. But for a guy to be so impactful, so he does songs with anybody. He could take a poppy off the street and do a song with him and it goes number one. It's unbelievable. And I mean number one, number one. And so, who did I say?
You said Cardi, Drake.
I got good mean five, right? I got Little Baby. Little Baby the best. All right, Little Baby. Bar for bar, he's the best. Drake is just king of the shit. But if you ask me who's the best guy spitting right now, it's Little Baby. Right? Now, Roddy Ricch is almost in that Drake. One more album, legend, he might be in that Drake because he's like another alien that you just can't really sing.
He's batting a thousand.
Yeah, he's just too much with his melodies, his flows. It ain't even rap. It's like he's just big. Mm-hmm. Right? And the Butcher to just give it that real tuss. You know what I'm saying? And Lil Durk, I know, guys, he's on fire. I know the baby's on fire, too. You asked me for my five. Keep your five. That's all I'm saying. You asked me my five, and I gave it to you. J. Cole, dope. We copped the album first day, right? All of us got the album. We've been playing the album, but you talking about who I think is the most fuego. So the guys who's taking off right now, I've named them. And Cardi B. Yo, Lefty. L.A. and the motherfucker. Cardi B. She ain't no punk. She ain't no punk. Now, top five of all time, that's much more a harder situation. Top five of all time. You know, I'm going to go back to the people you know, the day ones. Know what I'm saying? You know, I go back. You know what I'm saying? And so when you hear me tell these stories, you be like, damn, he couldn't have been there. He couldn't. Yes, I'm old, guys. I'm old, man. It's just I got good genes, guys. I got good genes. You know, but I'm old. Rest in peace, Shock G. Yeah, living legend. And so, it's like, they're going hard. On the top of all five, I can't even get into that, man.
Too much.
It's too much. It's too much. I don't even know if I can give you an honest answer. Because it's just too many great ones. Over time, I always said Jay-Z up there. Why? Because all the guys that we consider the greatest of all time, unfortunately, as they got older, they flow fell off somewhat. Now, I'm talking about the greatest of the greatest, the legends of all legends. They just wasn't on beat. It didn't. And so it's so hard to be in the game 20-something years and still be on the beat, still make hits, still be relevant, still be this. Biggie Smalls is definitely my favorite rapper of all time. I can't be on a yacht. I can't be nowhere sexy. I can't wear nothing fly, linen shit and all that without hearing Biggie Smalls. I feel like money when I listen to Biggie. The sweatshirt, I don't know. Ted Smooth passed me. I seen him with the sweatshirt. I said, I want it. And he gave it to me. Look out for the You know that shit came out fire. The Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk.
Ooh. NPR. I got it here. NPR. Not. Yo. Oh, I put my foot in the ass on that Tiny Desk. That Tiny Desk, different.
They never seen Fat Joe.
That Tiny Desk, we come from a different, you know, I come from when KRS-One gets out the truck and the video goes a cappella and he got the Dapper Dan BDP shit on. He said, let me explain like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational when I'll be asking you, who's more dramatical, this one or that one? Or the black one, pick a punk, I jump up and to attack one. KRS-One is just the guy to lead a crew right up to your face and dish you. Like, so what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm from the soil. Like, I be bugging, yo, I be bugging out when I go on Twitter and they be like, is the new society a cancel? And they be like, Joe's appropriating or something. I'm like, yo, what are these people talking about? Like, are they serious? It's, it's amazing, man. This shit. So, I come from that time, man. Would you add, so when I did the Tiny Desk, I come in on, bam, 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 boom, boom, bam, 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 bam. Boom, bam, boom, 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 boom. Y'all wanna live my lifestyle? I stand alone in this cold world. Could you believe that? I see some good men get blown over G-Packs in the Bronx, where it's known to hit a heat clap. And Live Brothers get it on with the D-Tex. Shit. My life's legendary. If I wrote it all down in a book, it would be very scary. What you know, 16 Beamers and Benzes, rope chains down to my, the piece looked tremendous. Me and my brothers pimping hoes and bitches. Back then when I wouldn't even pose for pictures. Man. Man, that shit gonna be hard. Wait till you see that. NPR, Tiny Desk. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Turned the Tiny Desk to a crack house. That's what they said in the comments.
Nah, we definitely turned the Tiny Desk into a crack house. Y'all wanna live my life. That's how we came on, just to set the tone. We had to let them know that the tone was different. We shot it right here, Washington Heights. Came in with the Louis Vuitton bucket hat, the Union Jordans to match the fucking bubblegum pink. Come on, man. And so, the ice was ridiculous. And one thing I see some people say, right, I'm going to address it, right, is I know you might be a bum without a dollar to your name, frustrated. So you get in people's comments and you try to diss them or try to touch a nerve. But when someone says the word dick rider, it's pretty disrespectful. And so it's people like you that make people not want to big up. Because, you know, you bother people like that. Up NYC in the building, 158 Broadway, 207. Then they don't want to big up people. And then you wonder why, damn, they don't big up the people. You know me, I come from love. From a passion of hip-hop culture. I protect hip-hop culture. Sometimes I might say some shit y'all think is crazy. I do. Sometimes I say some shit. People got really, really mad at me when I said Drake is the Michael Jackson of this time. It's the same shit when I said Khaled's the Quincy Jones of this time. Never did I say Drake or Khaled is better. I'm just saying at the time, Drake, everything he drops goes number one. Khaled, he's killing the game. The man sold a 500,000 records in 1 week. His album's number one. What do you want me to do? I'm not talking to you about hallucinating shit. I could understand if I said Trigger T is the man from Bed-Stuy. We never even heard one demo. He might be nice, but he's not the greatest. I hope so. I'm not going to tell you somebody said if somebody was around, no one would. I'm not sure about that. Hip-hop is so diverse. You can have people love Biz Markie is one of my favorite rappers of all time. French Montana is somebody's favorite rapper. These guys ain't the lyrical giants of this, but their music was incredible. Lauryn Hill with her consciousness. You can't go in the bubble and say one person is the best. And if somebody was here, I just told you, we have rappers that were the greatest rappers in the universe of Earth. If you put them on a track 20 years later now, they're off beat. Don't ask me why, guys. I'm saying the truth. I'm saying the truth. And so, it's very, very hard. You know, you guys are doing mumbo jumbo now. So, it's very, very hard. 50 Cent had his time. 50 Cent had his time when he was on fire. He sold 30 million records. He was the biggest smoke in the world. Now he makes movies and TV shows and he's the richest guy in the world. I'm talking about right now. What are you guys talking about? I'll tell you one thing. These young kids got to stop killing each other over rap music. So where it's at right now, when you see all these young kids getting killed, they getting killed over dissing each other on social media, rap records, that's crazy, man. So hip-hop was made by oppressed people to get out of terrible conditions. I tell you that shit, everybody can't wait to be the biggest so they can be the greatest asshole when they go to win their awards at an award show. It doesn't make sense. And so no kid, if you love Joe Crack and you believe in Joe Crack, you should not be killing nobody or shooting at nobody because they dissed you on a record, no matter how upset you get. I never heard a whack Biggie Small verse. Just my opinion. I never have. Not even close. Biggie was different. His flow was different. He was amazing. It's Chubby Chubb, what's up? He different, you know. And if I'm going to tell you that I know every young guy rapping right now, no. I don't. But if they pass the threshold, I'll know him. What's my man? My man is nice. I'm not saying he's the greatest. But your man, T. Grizzly, yeah. He nice. Down South, imagine if I pick the hottest dude in every yard. Kodak got that in the smash. All that Broward, all that South to me. Where Lil Baby from?
Atlanta.
So, from that whole Miami, all that is Kodak. From Atlanta, Lil Baby. Cali's Roddy Ricch. Chicago's who that? Lil Dub? Lil Durk
shots, and then you got Travis, Texas.
Travis different though, man. Travis just a superstar. I'm not, I am not checking for, like, I mean, I'm buying the sneakers. I'm buying his album. I'm not saying Texas is over.
No, I'm saying
he only Texas. I ain't saying that. He's like, he's on another level. He's on another level, bro. They got to make like wax museums out of him. We can't. Yeah, he's too. Travis a different. You know what I'm saying? It's different, man.
Yeah, he's not underground.
Like, he's a big boy. Like, you know, I'm not checking for the bars. Like, he's my daughter's favorite rapper in the world. You know what I'm saying? But,
Maxo Krem from out there, too. Super nice.
Who?
Maxo Krem.
Damn, I got to get up on him.
Sauce Walker. Texas guy.
I'm talking about the best guys. Yeah. Everybody, guys, don't just throw a million names out there.
Texas.
I'm talking about the best. Oh, the best from Texas? Right now, young boy, Travis got that, but it's like, who's the young boy on fire in Texas? You know what I'm saying? And so, I've been saying Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, it's too much. It's actually played out.
10 years already.
For 10 years, it's actually played out, guys, to say J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, because they done had this shit forever, bro. Whatever we call him, real hip-hop. Roxy, what's up, Roxy? On the check-in. Yo, Roxy, who's your top 5 favorite rappers right now? Right now. I'm not talking about the greatest of all time.
What about Da Baby? He's killing North Carolina.
Yo, Lefty, who's the hottest young up-and-coming out there in Cali? Shout out to the OG Mugs in Inglewood. Shout out to Big U over there on the other side. Now, if you talking Texas, if Pooh Shiesty's from Texas, he's the hottest guy in Texas. That's what I'm talking about. If Pooh Shiesty's from Texas... Also, he ain't for Texas.
He from Memphis.
Look, that's what he said. That's what he said. He agreed with me. Lefty said, yo, Roddy Ricch.
And Boogie. Boogie's super nice.
Listen, guys, I have interviewed Roxy. I have heckled her. I bother her every day. Because she comes up to the show. She's a fan of the show, and she shows us major, major love. Hip-hop. Tonight, Lakers, Golden State. Listen, I'm going Lakers. I'm never going against LeBron. This could be a terrible night. Steph is... probably gonna try to drop 50 and better.
One and done.
It's one and done.
LeBron is
one. Now, me, when you talk about me, maybe I got old on y'all. When I get in my car, I listen to WBLS. Celtics play tonight. Who the Celtics play?
They say in the game you talking about tomorrow.
Oh, the game I'm talking about tomorrow?
Yeah, the Lakers game tomorrow.
Oh, man, they gave him one more day to think about that shit. The motherfucker, he got motherfuckers ready. They got... And so, man, they play tomorrow night. Who play tonight?
Wizards in Boston.
Wizards got that.
Yo, disrespect
my team. Yo, you love Boston. Y'all done right now. Because your dog is out. What's his name? Jaylen Brown?
Man, we got one more
year. You got the big African dude.
Yeah, my man.
What my man? Taco! Yo, Taco! Man, he better represent because the Wizards, they on fire right now. They going. I'm sorry.
That's the triple
dough. Celtics is out of this. Who's Charlotte playing? Who's Charlotte playing?
Pacers just won.
Oh, they said the Pacers beat Charlotte. That's your boy Taco. That's your boy. He went over there from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
LeVert. Killing him. You knew he was nice. Don't worry, Knicks fans. We don't have an elimination game. We're in there. Fourth seed. They like, yo, what's up? Let's go, Knicks. Don't worry. We don't have to try out for the playoffs. We're in there. Brooklyn Batty, what's up? G Smith. Yo, G Smith got the clovers up. Yo, G Smith, get out of here. Yo, G Smith, you're so spoiled. You had all those chips with Boston. The Patriots.
He said,
like, yo, bro, give us a break, G Smith.
G Smith said we want Brooklyn.
You guys, give us a break.
That smoke for real.
Oh, Miami gonna take the Knicks out. That's nah, because we playing Atlanta first. We gotta get through them. Trae Young, one of my favorite. And then we gotta go through Philly. And then we get to like Brooklyn or whoever's gonna go. G-Spin said we want more. Nah, G-Spin, you too light right now. Your man nice, the light-skinned boy in the Celtics. What's that?
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum is nasty. He's elite. He's a different level. But you ain't got enough. You ain't got enough. And shout out to Charlotte. What an exciting season, huh?
Nah,
finally, Jordan got it. The LaMelo ball, he's the real deal. Rookie of the year. And my big man from Duke, my Duke brethren, they got a great team coming up, Charlotte. Yo, what the hell G-Spin say? Yeah, G-Spin, come on, man. Facts, not the, yeah, this team, you ain't got the team. You got Taco, man. You got, Knicks ain't gonna get swept. Keep that to yourself. E Philly saying 76ers. All y'all want to talk that shit. Nobody controls me, Papa. There's not a guy in the universe that controls me. Yeah, Iverson ain't playing, guys. And so I told E Philly, if the New York Knicks meet the 76ers, I'm going to call Michael Rubin. And I'm coming down there courtside to cheer my Knicks on in Philly. And I'm going to take them right next to me, courtside. Yo, listen, guys. Let your darkest moments bring your most clarity. Shout out to my brother, Edgar Balanga. It's his birthday today, my little brother. God bless you. I love you. Put God first. Keep the faith. Believe in him all the time in good and bad times. If we see things going on, if you're a Christian brother and you're righteous and you see people dying of other religions, if you truly love humanity and people, you will pray for the Muslims and the Israelis for peace. Church, what's good? And so we don't want to see more death. We don't see no more killing, no more fighting. We want people to love each other and have peace in this world. All right, my brothers, this is the biggest in the game. See you tomorrow. I got a real special. If he knows how to work his Instagram, it's going to be lit. Because this is one of those guys, living legend, walking monument. But if his daughters don't work the Instagram right, we might not have. Remember when we had Rakim on here and the shit looked like, it looked like the old school TV. You got the aluminum antennas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, Rakim, I was like, yo, it was like fuzzy here, there. Like, so if my guy tomorrow, who's beyond the living legend, shows up, we're going to have a great time. Peace, y'all.